everybody. Welcome to the 39th episode of the fourth season of the award-winning Press X to Start. Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games for everyone, and we here at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host, your heavyweight champion from Wishnigawood, California, a.k.a. the janitor because of be watching niggas, a.k.a. Chipotle Jenkins.
Chipotle Jenkins.
Does Chipotle Jenkins have to visit the bathroom after eating?
No, that's Taco Bell Jenkins.
Oh.
Marcus Ellison.
Oh, speaking of Taco Bell, if you buy a medium drink, you have a chance to win an Xbox Series X. They had to try to sell you on Taco Bell somehow.
Wait, did you just have that, like, what?
Exactly. Anyway, I am Sean MF Ross.
What did MF stand for?
Manual.
Motherfucking taco.
Manual fucking labor.
Manual labor.
Oh.
And literally just came from helping offload a truck of 3 pallets of cinder
blocks. I see that dust, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
Wait, 3 pallets of cinder blocks? Mm-hmm.
That's good work.
Are y'all lighting like a fire? Or are you burying someone? Like, what's going on with that?
My father is building an underground fish pond for some reason in his backyard. I don't know.
I thought he was going to say an underground railroad.
All that did was create more questions in my head.
Why?
My father is bored, all right? He has a waterfall he's building in the back. He has an outdoor TV, a jacuzzi he has not used. Bachelor life.
Does he have guests? Does he want guests?
he's slowly integrating his second family.
Anyway.
Who's next?
Me.
Okay.
Who's next? I am DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Bad Choices, a.k.a. the nose on the mic, a.k.a. Did you know?
What?
Scientists created a robot beetle, a.k.a. Robeetle, that runs off of methanol, a.k.a. alcohol.
Would you say that he's a big, bad Beetleborg?
Oh, I wish. Yo, this thing is actually the size of a normal insect, so it's really, really super small.
Oh.
If they supersized it, then you can call it a big, bad Beetleborg. That'd be cool.
Does our president acknowledge this beetle?
Our president is barely acknowledging.
I don't acknowledge the beetle in either. Moving on.
That nigga want to cough so bad.
I know.
AKA fuck Trump.
Alexa, play FDT.
It's your boy Jordan, AKA JXBot, here.
Ooh.
Trying to.
AKA the man with the hair that's growing.
It's great, man. Well, Trevor Noah still got me beat. Trevor Noah's on a whole different planet, man.
Yeah, he started like
2 I know, but it's only been like 4 months. I'm like, Jesus.
I know.
Been a hyperbolic time chamber training his hair.
He got afro implants.
He using noni juice.
Oh, man. But now that we've been all introduced, we're going to move into what we've been playing. So, what you been playing, Jordan?
I'm still playing The Outer Worlds. I'm trying to get at least one game done before the tide of...
Wait, you sure that's not The Outer Wilds?
No, even though, you know, the funny thing about it, The Outer Wilds is on Game Pass Ultimate.
Or The Outer Banks.
The Outer Wilds is on Game Pass Ultimate, right next to The Outer World, so that's totally an accident.
Actually, you know what? I actually heard that The Outer Wilds is a really, really good game.
I've heard that too, so I'm terrified of playing it, because I can't put more stuff on my plate. So I'm just getting through The Outer Worlds, and it's been a pretty enjoyable experience, and my backlog of 2019 still exists, but we'll take care of that when it comes around. Yeah, all that I said about The Outer Worlds last week is still holding strong, and before we started recording, I told Marcus and DJ that I wish Fallout was more so like The Outer Worlds. Because
it was made by the previous developer or some shit like that, right?
Of
New Vegas.
Yeah, Obsidian did New Vegas. Obsidian. And it's a less punishing, more enjoyable environment that's actually fun to play. You know,
that sounds like the bean counters got the Fallout.
Yeah, well, like now, remember when Bethesda ZeniMax was purchased by Microsoft, also Bethesda was part of that purchase. You know, people asked, hey, will New Vegas 2 be a thing? And Obsidian was like, maybe. We don't know.
Right.
But if Microsoft wants it to be a thing, it totally can right now. So.
But they're also working on Avowed, though.
So working on Avowed.
It will happen.
Maybe in Outer Worlds, too. You know, there's many games that Obsidian would have enough money to develop over the course of its employment by Microsoft.
Okay.
So. Mm.
That was a sentence right,
right?
there.
But yeah, that's what I've been playing.
All right, Sean, what you been playing?
So I was playing the Black Ops Cold War beta this weekend.
Blops.
Cold War. It feels like a return to form.
Did you shake Ronald Reagan's hand?
Not yet. I did not destabilize the black community.
Oh, press X to destabilize.
This feels like some classic Call of Duty, like the original Black Ops, not with people, you know, jumping on rooftops and shit and all that craziness. I think I went on like a 7 kill streak earlier before I ran out of bullets and just panicked. Yeah.
Were they all brown people?
I could not see. Everyone was social distancing.
and covered in blood.
But no, I feel like, damn, do I want to buy Call of Duty at launch this year? I mean, like, Apex is still doing big things. I still play that daily. Like, I bought Modern Warfare and I just played the campaign and really just Warzone with you guys.
If you get Black Ops, your PlayStation is going to explode.
Well, actually, if you get Black Ops, your PlayStation will only have enough space for about maybe 4 other games.
There's going to be like a Mexican standoff between Modern Warfare and Black Ops.
Hey, at least it ain't an Xbox Series S. I'd only have space for one more game.
You're right.
But I played Among Us a few times as well. Every time I have been the imposter, I have won.
Oh, because you're good at lying.
Because you're a sociopath.
I mean, possibly. But I mean, most imposters try to corner people in a room and try to be all suspicious. I'll slice your neck running down the hallway. Like, it's no problem. I'll keep it moving. Oh, I was in electrical doing tasks.
Wait, so Sean, are you doing voice or are you doing text though?
So I joined up with some people that used to play Final Fantasy and they had like a Discord going. So,
oh, nice.
So it is nice to have voice going on.
For people that you know though, right?
For the most part, I only know like one or two of them.
Okay.
Are you playing on PC or mobile?
Mobile, but I had Discord going on a computer. And gotcha. They were just like, since I didn't know them, I was kind of being quiet because, you know, it's like, I'm not in on the end jokes.
Yeah.
But that just made me sound more suspicious. Like, Sean is being quiet. He did it. I got voted out like twice.
Sean, are you African American?
I don't hear your interview voice. But, but no, I've been enjoying, you know, periodic games of Among Us. I still recommend everybody try it.
Yeah. I like watching the Let's Plays on them too, the personalities.
Yeah, the Let's Plays are a hoot.
They're really good.
We got to have a Press X to start Among Us game.
I agree.
Yeah.
We absolutely should. But yeah, no, Among Us has been an excuse for all types of crossovers on YouTube. Like just people that you just wouldn't expect to see playing a video game together. Here we are.
Right.
And it's even easier than Fortnite to get into.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well.
Yeah, that actually might be a lot closer to realizing than... I'll look into that.
All right.
Yeah, this guy.
So,
Marcus, what you been playing?
I got a story for you.
Marcus been talking to kids.
Watch this.
I have a joke, but because I respect Marcus so much, I'm not going to say it.
So, tell me, I don't respect him, so that's...
So, guys, I played Roblox.
What the fuck?
What did you play?
Wait,
Roblox.
Okay, why? Because that just created more questions in my head.
Oh, man. Okay, so what happened was...
And with who?
So Annie and myself were invited to her boss's house for dinner. And
wait, pause.
Yeah.
During COVID times, like right now?
Out
COVID
in the middle of a pandemic.
We were eating outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we were across the table from
one
another.
Did they make you use the service entrance?
I mean, like, was it a full blown Get Out situation? Did you see Avery running towards you and darting around left?
They let Annie go through the front door, and I had to go through the back.
Oh my god!
But
make sure it picks up potato sacks before you come in.
So remember how I said last week how there was a little girl that told me that I looked like Jason Derulo?
Yes.
This was the daughter of Annie's boss. So we went back to their house because they invited us again. So
you couldn't even fight her, huh?
Couldn't.
Damn.
But we were having dinner, and then the kids ran in. And
no,
they
no,
had
they shoot it in. They were like, shoot.
Sorry, yes.
Shoot.
They did the shoot dance into the eating area. And they were playing Roblox on their iPads. And
oh, wow.
I was just sitting there watching them play. And they were like, you should play with us.
They passed you to sticks.
I couldn't say like, nah, get out my face. So
I feel like you absolutely could have said, nah, get out my face.
You could have said happy birthday to the ground and slapped that iPad on there.
So I ended up playing Roblox for like 15 minutes.
So what'd you do?
There was this like obstacle course, like haunted house game or whatever. And it was harder than I was expecting it to be, that's for sure. But
so you lost at Roblox, huh?
Yeah, I did. These kids are ridiculous. But I mean, it was just funny because I was sitting there and I was like, I'm really playing Roblox right now. I'm really playing Roblox on a little white girl's iPad. This is just not a scenario that I thought that I would be in, but hey, it's 2020.
It's
so
funny. It's funny that the well, you know, I'm not going to say that. All right.
So, yeah. Outside of Roblox, I also play Genshin Impact. DJ Sean and myself have been playing Genshin. So,
yes.
I don't have anything new really to say. I didn't play as much this week as I did last week because I've been a little busy. But right now I'm at adventure level 19. I'm like right about to become adventure level 20. I have like 5 characters who are like ascended and around like level 25.
Are they Super Saiyan ascended?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Okay.
And at this point I'm just kind of waiting for us to do like the co-op, which I heard that DJ and Sean were able to do.
Yeah, we did.
No fucking
do tell.
So you want to go first, Sean?
About the co-op?
I guess you could actually. You should talk about your impressions
of
the game because you weren't here last week.
Okay, so
and then we can talk about co-op.
This is far more detailed and intricate than I would believe a free-to-play game is, and there is no sign of them shoving any microtransactions or paywalls at you, other than maybe a kind of grindy experience towards when you get towards the end. Looking for items and stuff, but it's fairly enjoyable. I wish there was I want to say more rumble support, like when you're actually fighting and stuff. It feels
If you're getting hit or something.
It feels weightless, for the most part, when you're actually hitting.
Okay,
but I mean, I think I'm holding it to a higher standard, and it's done a lot already for what it costs.
Right.
So I mean, it's something to do. I'm probably still going to get Immortals or like Watch Dogs, but I am enjoying my time in it for the most part.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But go ahead.
So I was going to say, actually, speaking of Immortals, I personally kind of feel like, at least for me, this is the Immortals killer. Like, I kind of wonder how Immortals is going to fare now that Genshin is out and like thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like 17 million people. Players or something that's just on mobile. By itself.
Well, yeah.
And
Immortals couldn't have seen this coming because none of us saw it coming. I don't like
exactly.
I said last week, I don't even think the creators of Genshin Impact saw this coming. So, Immortals is.
Well, I mean, they advertised on that PlayStation highlight reel, and I'm sure they got a lot of eyeballs.
Oh, of course. But, like, just with how giving they've been and so very grateful that they seem that they keep giving you stuff, I really don't think that they were expecting the game to blow up like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll just give my update to my impressions. I am now adventure rank 22.
Oh, dang.
And
putting time in.
Because like, kind of went into this not really knowing anything, there's a battle pass at this game, and that unlocks at Adventure Rank 20. And that kind of changes the way you play the game, because you understand the value of going to the domains and doing the lie line things that appear on your map.
Yeah.
And so for the battle pass, the only things that you get in the battle pass is gems for upgrading your characters. Gems for upgrading your weapons. You get adventure experience booklets or whatever for upgrading your characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the paid tier of the battle pass, you also can get chests every so-and-so level. There's 50 levels, and the battle pass is 30 days as of 2 days before recording this podcast. So it's a good amount of time. I'm only at like level 4, and that's really because I just didn't understand like how the battle pass work, because I was so just like, wait, there's a fucking battle pass in this game too? Like, what? So I just continue to be so impressed with all of the little things that this game gives you. And another thing that I didn't realize and figured out a couple days ago, because I actually just read it, like anytime there is an issue, because there's an issue with the meshing of like electro ability with water ability.
Yeah.
And anytime like there's a bug or whatever, they just give you more premium currency as like a apology. Like, and it's just like,
my bad, y'all.
Fuck. Yeah. And like the Paimon diamond or whatever that premium currency that you get, you can actually use 160 of those to buy a battle pass level.
Mm.
And really, so the way that the premium currency works in this game is that that one currency can apply to everything else.
Because they have a couple different currencies in the game.
Yeah. So like another thing too, like I've been doing just wishes every here and there just to like see what I get kind of thing. And that actually also goes into the battle pass. Like the first tier of the battle pass, or the weekly, or the whole battle pass span thing, like you have to do 50 wishes, and I've already hit that.
Hmm.
And like, this is one of the games that I think is really going to change the opinions on a lot of players about games of service.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I see that's happening is that a lot of people are kind of writing this game off right now because they think, oh, it's just a Breath of the Wild clone, or it's just a games of service.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Yeah. Plus, people might not like the art style. So, I mean, Immortals still has a chance. People don't believe in this is kind of a, it's not an indie game, but it's an indie game to some people.
Well, yeah.
It's not a AAA title.
Right, but what I'm saying is that even that initial opinion is starting to change because more people are starting to spend time with it, and they're starting to understand that, oh, this is a very different game from Breath of the Wild. And yeah, like what it's doing is kind of what people always wanted from a games of service. So I kind of feel like come November or December, and like they actually, the Mihoyo, that's the name of the studio, they had
Miyoho, I think.
Yeah, there we go, yeah. They actually had a developer's Q&A session or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about like, they actually have a really big update planning coming soon. So I kind of feel like if this game is still in the chatter and still like being supported by like end November, early December,
mm-hmm,
it's going to really, really pick up steam. And like the art style is fucking beautiful. Like I decided that I'm going to actually explore one area that's like not even lit up in my map.
Mm-hmm.
And like just doing that, it's just like the art direction here is just, oh my gosh, like everything just looks beautiful. I'm so happy with this game. And then we only have 2 out of the 7 fucking cities, so like what the fuck.
Yeah, no, the scope of the game is still insane, especially yeah, by free to play standards. It's ridiculous,
right?
But you said that the co-op, I guess, left something to be desired.
Yeah, so this is where the game falls. and the thing is, it falls merely from the point of not exactly understanding what the co-op is intended for. Because playing the game, playing the single portion of the game, like you have access to everything, you're doing everything, and then you kind of expect that the co-op is just 2 or 3 people doing everything with you.
Yeah.
But the way that co-op actually works is that a person is joining your world, and when that person joins your world, they are limited in the things that they can actually collect. So they can find chests, but they can't actually collect from the chest. And the same thing with the Dominion gateways or whatever.
Yeah.
They can find the gateways, but they can't access the gateways. The only things that they can actually access is loot dropped from monsters. And well, you have to spend the original resin, the key line areas in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the only things that your friends can collect in your world. But they can also mine resources and such. So it's a very weird approach. And I think that they're actually going to go back on that and change something. So I think in actually the Q&A that they were mentioning, that they're going to include more social features.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So we'll see what happens in the future with that.
It's kind of like, what's the point of co-op?
Yeah. It's an interesting approach. And I think that clarification just needed to happen about like what the intent for co-op is, because we just assume.
I do have one question before we move on. So when you do co-op and you drop into your friend's game, mm-hmm. are you just the main character?
You're whatever character you choose. And like, because it was the two of us, we can only switch between our two first characters. So I'm guessing when you have three or four people in there, you'd have to go through your party setup to change your character.
Gotcha.
You
okay.
You can't switch freely.
Gotcha.
But I really think that co-op is going to come more in play and be more useful when we are like higher level and have to fight higher level monsters. Because, Sean, when we were playing together, we decided to fight that fucking cube thing. Yo.
So I was like, in single player, I was running around just kicking everything's ass because I was level 20. And I came across something that was level 36. And I was like, all right, well, surely I'm going to need help for this. Me and DJ tried to run up on it. And I think we were both level 40. And it still proceeded to wipe the us.
It was level 36. It's level 37.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were level 20, I was level 26. And I just, on my side,
I wasn't level 40 yet?
No, you were level 40 now.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't scale up the levels. But on my side, I hit it like 3 times. The life bar didn't change.
Oh, no.
So I was pulling back, and then I noticed that Sean was still attacking, and I was like, oh no. And then Sean was like, retreat.
And it's in this little arena-style circle, but just because you leave the circle doesn't mean that it's going to stop attacking you.
Yep.
So it started to follow us.
Yep. I've had that happen before.
So to reassure my masculinity, I had to go run up on some sleeping goblins. Just to make me feel like a big man again.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Thought she was sweet out here.
Definitely do it.
Yeah, we'll run some games together. I'll just have to manage my expectations until maybe they patch something or improve upon it as the game progresses.
I think what we'll do next time is that I'll have everyone join my game because I have other dominions unlocked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's especially the thing called Spiral Abyss, which is like, it seems like it's like a floor system.
Mm-hmm.
So we might actually be able to progress through that. And I think we can all get the loot.
I wonder if it'll allow you if you haven't unlocked it. Like, this shit is strange, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Yep, we're gonna see. So be on the lookout for those impressions.
Yep.
But now that we've let you know what we've been playing, before we go any further, we're gonna have a word from our sponsors.
China.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell in China.
Taco Bell in China. Sponsor us, nigga.
Chinese Taco Bell.
Mm. Hey everyone. Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, tell 3 people about the podcast. Could be strangers, could be friends, could be loved ones, hated ones. Who cares? Every little bit helps. After you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at @PressX2Start, at Instagram at @PressX2Start, and Twitter, @PressX2S. And now, on our YouTube page at @PressX2StartTV. If you've done all these things, well done. You're a real one.
And we're back. And now it's time for the quick hits.
All right. Speaking of Genshin Impact, this comes from IGN. They have plans to add new characters, locations, and next gen, but not Xbox Series X next gen, which is interesting. So what happens is now, you know, we've talked about this game, so I don't really need to give you an explanation of what Genshin Impact is. So they've currently have that release for PC, PS4, and mobile, and there's a Switch version coming soon. However, miHoYo is already working on other platforms, and this is a quote from them. "We already have plans in regards to Genshin Impact on next-gen consoles, and we will update everyone accordingly at a future date."
Why don't they just say PlayStation 5? Instead of next-gen consoles, there's only two.
Yeah, that's weird.
The Asian disrespect for Microsoft continues.
Well, I mean, it's all about, like, what's that? Is it Microsoft not wanting it on there, or Genshin not wanting it on Microsoft? Like,
the thought is that, I'm just going to read further. However, the one area that Genshin Impact won't seem to be expanding into is the Microsoft consoles, with miHoYo saying it's not clear if that's down to an exclusive deal. No, wait.
No, Kimori.
Oh. No.
Note the commas.
We currently don't have any plans for an Xbox version of the game. That's what miHoYo said. And then the IGN article is saying that it's not clear if it's down to an exclusive deal or Xbox lower presence in the Asian markets.
Because, yeah, I don't think Xbox would just not want to have a game on their consoles. Like,
exactly.
No, they're probably saying it's just not worth their time to even bother developing or porting.
I think it's like the carryover of this generation in the Asian markets, how like Xbox just wasn't doing good over there. So in their minds, they're like, well, we don't need to spend the money.
Right.
But we'll see. I mean, the thing is, with a game like this and a studio like this, I feel like, depending on the release of the Xbox Series X, they can definitely just adapt to that and release a Xbox version.
Yeah, because I mean, it's on Windows. I mean, Windows is Microsoft. Yeah. Like, what?
Right. That's actually a really good point. All right, number two. This comes from IGN. Complete Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate Pre-Order Guide. Release date, PS5, and Series X details and collector's. Okay, so I'm not going to really go through all this. The only thing that I really wanted to bring up was the fact that motherfucking Rambo is coming to Mortal Kombat 11.
They better have a Rocky skin for Rambo in that game.
And the cool part about it is that it is Sylvester Stallone playing Rambo.
I mean, actually voicing, because they had the Terminator in there, and that's not voiced by Arnold. He's not voicing Terminator.
Yeah, no.
Because Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Tekken fan.
Yeah, makes sense.
Wait, is that true?
I don't know, man.
Oh. You done got my whole fucking hopes up, man.
It's funny. In Mortal Kombat 10, it was horror movies. It was Jason. It was Freddy. Yeah. It was the dude from Chainsaw Massacre. In 11.
Texas. His name is Texas.
What'd you say?
His name is Texas.
Yeah, his name is Chase Texas. You're right. You're not wrong.
No, it's Leatherface.
No, you both are right. But in this one, yeah, they have RoboCop. They had Terminator, and now they have Rambo. So clearly,
so 90s action stars.
80s, 90s action. Yeah, because like, well, RoboCop's 80s. And Terminator's 80s.
Right.
And Rambo's
80s. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So along with Rambo, Rain, a la Purple Rain, is coming, as well as Melina with her
with that mouth
smile.
Okay. With that mouth.
What that mouth do?
Oh, nothing. No. I want to see.
Is that blood?
He will kill everyone.
All right. So that's that. I mean, there's talks about the pricing and stuff. And really, if you want to know that, you can get in. We're trying to get through this stuff. So number three, this comes from IGN. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered. The official reveal trailer was shown, whatever. It looks cool. You guys, I know you guys are, we got some Need for Speed fans here. So what was your take?
It was the last good Need for Speed Criterion never made since coming to EA.
Yeah, I did like that one.
I mean, I played a lot of it. I had it when it came out on the 360 back in 2010. Online was fun. It was a very fun competitive online cops versus racers. And it would make sense out of all of the remasters they could have done, it'd be this one. But unfortunately, Criterion has been repurposed as a debugging, refining studio for their major projects, being Fallen Order, Star Wars Battlefront, Battlefield. Like, they haven't made a proper racer. Black Box, their other one, has made, you know, a proper Need for Speed game, but Criterion has been totally dogged by EA. I don't even think this is them releasing this. This is a different development studio that is handling this remaster. I don't think it's Criterion.
Oh, okay.
They're just up-resing it.
Okay. So, do you think you're going to get it?
Oh, hell yeah. Plan on getting it's 40 bucks.
Okay.
I'm going to get it. Oh, I'm going to get it to play in HD and all that. And 4K. I mean, like, it's... A lot of cards are old, though, which is fucking weird. Like, it's, like, old cards from, like, last decade. That's, like, there's no updates in terms of the cards. But there isn't... I mean, it is a beautiful game, though. Yeah. Even from when it came out, it is a beautiful game.
All right. Well, speaking of beautiful games, number four. This comes from Twisted Voxel. Cyberpunk 2077 Night City full world map has leaked. There's not really much to be said about this, only because looking at this is like, well, didn't we see the map when they were showing the like 48,000 different gangs in the city? Like,
yes, pretty much.
I don't, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Whatever. Number five. This comes from Forbes. Avengers dips below 100. Oh, I'm sorry. Dips below 1,000 players on PC.
I mean, yeah.
Did you say Anthem?
Next, right? Next month, that might be the case.
Yeah. So, and of course, that's causing matchmaking problems.
Big yikes.
This would be an issue if it wasn't for the next article. Comes from Kotaku. Crystal Dynamics claims relief on Insight for bored Avengers players. So
you're going to give us a better game?
The director said that he's confident that people will come back once they release new content.
Yeah.
Black
How yeah. are they going to know Black that new content is there? Are they going to be texting people?
Hey, big head. Come back. Yeah, I changed.
Hey, big head. We got the T'Challa.
Yeah, Daisy was going to happen. It's going to be Black Panther.
Yeah, that was actually part of their issue because of the unfortunate passing of, you know, Chadwick Boseman. Yeah. They had to change, and they had to change quick because the rumors was that the Black Panther content was actually going to be what this. Year or I'm sorry, not this year. This
like
month,
December.
Or
I
like
think
that.
It was like December or something, or maybe that was them when they pushed it back.
I thought it was actually supposed to come out before the Hawkeye stuff.
I honestly thought that he was going to come out in Black History Month next year.
You know, that would have been smart. If only the developers.
That'd be two on the nose.
Black History is every day.
The big nose.
The nose on the mic.
No.
The wide nose.
Did you say nose on the mic?
Anyway, honestly, man, yeah. Like, I don't know what they're expecting. I mean, even the period of time where they're trying to release new content, like Cyberpunk is like a hop, skip, and a jump away. Like,
yeah.
I don't Cyberpunk, know, man.
Watch Dogs, like, well, Valhalla.
Yeah.
We've seen, and not to dog Anthem, but I know Anthem wanted to do this, but we have seen other games of the service improve over the course of their lifetimes. That being Destiny. I think the biggest one is like Destiny. In my opinion, of one that was like they structurally improved it.
Honestly, I wouldn't even say Destiny because Destiny has like honestly, it's always been like on top. It was just the general mindset of it made it seem like, oh, people aren't playing Destiny anymore. But people have always been playing Destiny. Yeah. This is actually a little more akin to this could be akin to fucking No Man's Sky, where it blew up. And like it came out and people were just like, the fuck? The whole dinosaur meme thing, like, or Jurassic Park meme thing.
Well, I'm about to say, like, even No Man's Sky still has his own little fucking weird ass island.
Well, go
ahead, Marcus.
As I was saying to Jordan, like, the fact that it was an Avengers game was its biggest problem.
Yeah.
Because it already had that brand name appeal that was going to draw eyes. And then you decide to give us this game. And it was already doomed to fail from Jump Street because of that, you know. And the decision to make this a games as a service did it a disservice at the end of the day.
Ah, I see what he did there. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rapper.
You can tell by his chain.
Anyway.
All right. In the realm of alternate histories of what could possibly happen to Avengers, number seven, this comes from The Verge. Amazon has canceled Crucible. Remember that game?
No.
It's a free-to-play multiplayer shooter that has already been returned to closed beta.
No, it so, had been returned to closed beta.
Sorry.
They just canceled it altogether now.
What Sean said.
Yikes.
Yeah, so, you know, Rest in peace. Number 8. This comes from VGC. I don't really know what to say about that game because I wasn't really following that game. Again, number 8. This comes from VGC. Sega's next retro console could be Dreamcast Mini.
Mm. Yay.
Says producer. So this is actually...
I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm.
This is a quote that came from the producer. For the next Mini, we are considering everything that has been imagined by everyone, he said. Of course, it doesn't mean that we can realize all of them, which is very worrying. And then he also says, we are also thinking about projects that nobody has imagined.
Why? I hope it can be played online so I could go play Choo Choo Rocket again.
I might consider checking that out because of Evolution and because of Power Stone.
Yeah. The reason I'm really indifferent about it because a lot of Sega Dreamcast, like their inventory is on Xbox Marketplace. Like I have a lot of the Sega Dreamcast games on my Xbox currently.
Real quick, the name of the producer is Yosuke Okunari.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can continue.
I just thought of Seaman and now I'm scarred for the rest of the day.
Man. And I think that might be one of the games that's not available on Marketplace.
But yeah, I mean, I think I've
been playing Sonic Adventure and Crazy Taxi and all of them periodically.
I think the thing that we need to really focus on, and they're basically telling us to not hold our breath for this, is the fact that, of course, it doesn't mean we can realize all of them. And we're also thinking about projects that nobody has imagined.
Sonic Adventure 3? Bullshit.
This seems literally like, hey guys, we heard that you guys want the Dreamcast Mini. We're trying to do it, but we don't know if it'll be possible. But we're also thinking about other projects that you guys might like. Like that's how I'm reading this.
Dreamcast 2.
Never too late.
Something to compete with the Nintendo Switch.
I think Sega's totally comfortable with where they are now as a publisher. Like they don't want to do the hardware shit. I mean, of course, this is a celebratory, you know, product of
They publishing right now?
Sonic stuff, Yakuza stuff, I believe.
Yeah, they have
Yakuza. Okay, all right. Bayonetta. Number 9. Oh, is that Sega?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was Capcom for some reason.
Nah, Platinum develops it.
And Platinum Sega.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they are literally keeping Sega afloat. Number 9. Uh-huh. This comes from IGN. Xbox takes a jab. Well, they took a jab at PS5's vertical horizontal process, which was shown off in the PlayStation 5 teardown that we're going to talk about in the heavy hitters.
They need to leave our tall king alone.
Hey, we're just saying, I'm going to lose that screw if I get a PS5. That screw is going to go into one of my vents.
You can't lose it. It locks into the base.
You have to put into the base and all this shit. No, I'm fine.
Are you not an adult?
Okay, well, we'll talk about the teardown. I just want to get through the quick hits, but yeah, Xbox, you know, being the bigger man, they actually deleted the post, which was
what? No,
nice. I guess.
Energy. Don't become what the same.
DJ, are they the bigger man though? Because from PlayStation 5's vantage point, it's the smaller man.
They look PlayStation 5, aka pathetic. The tall king.
The same thing that Sony did, and actually, I think what Sony did was more impactful because like, that was a structural issue, like the DRM type stuff. Like this, is how you give your game, and like it was, like them hanging. Like,
I'm gonna call it's all my fair. PlayStation 5 Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay, but I mean, like they didn't.
I can
have
spray
to.
That on your panel if you want me to.
Ah. Microsoft did not have to delete that post. They didn't have to.
Yeah, I don't exactly. I'm not exactly sure why they deleted it.
Because they seem petty. Yeah. Because they keep on every 5 minutes making. Nice. No, every 5 minutes they're making up another post about, you know, picking at Sony. Like this is how we put in our SSD. This is how we switch consoles.
No,
this
they
is
deleted
we...
it because Sony got shooters out in these streets.
Sure. But the thing is, they should absolutely do that because. That is part of marketing and that's part of being aggressive and they need to be aggressive. So there's nothing wrong with them being like, yeah, this is our fucking SSD thing. You just put it in. You don't have to take apart the PS5. Oh, and
Sony did it to them last generation.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is weird that they deleted this post. I think there is, you know, there's probably more at play than
Twitter fingers.
Know.
So Microsoft has been very diplomatic, and which isn't bad or good. Yeah. I just don't think that they've been as antagonistic of a company that they could be, that they have every right to be, but you know.
Right. Speaking of Microsoft being diplomatic, this number 10, this comes from The Verge. Microsoft is bringing xCloud to iOS via a web app. So we all know about the issues before about them bringing their natively, xCloud service to, and Apple not wanting to do that. So now they've kind of reconfigured the app, and they're going to go, they're going to go along the lines of the Amazon Luna way, which is also through the web.
Somebody also did a side thing for Stadia, so you can play it on iOS now.
Oh.
Do something called Stadium.
Oh, Stadia.
Wait, Stadium?
DC represent.
Don't stop. Pop that to us.
But this is going to come to us, the people who have iOS, in what, 2021, early 2021. The last of the quick hits is about a man that we all know from Polygon named Spider-Man. And this is about the new look that they gave Peter Parker.
Boy!
Yeah.
I'm about to get your We Got Tom Holland at Home face ass.
The diplomatic side to this is that Insomniac actually said that, you know, they loved and enjoy the work of, I forget the face actor for the previous Spider-Man look. Yuri something, right?
No, that's the voice actor. I don't think that's the face actor, yeah.
No. Yeah, it is the facial capture done by Yuri Lowenthal. So yeah, they actually got a new person to do the face because in their mind, they want this to be the face going forward. This is a very
weird
thing.
But how is he supposed to be older than Miles Morales?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't look 30 anymore.
You're not going to light-skin Aunt Viv me, Insomniac.
Yeah, like, I
he
just...
got that, I'm going to stick my penis through the underwear whole face.
This nigga looks like he has sex with pies.
He got the, I'm sorry, I already called the police looking face. You know who my dad is, look at this nigga. What's your goddamn badge number?
This nigga looks like his superpower is gentrification.
He be breaking up fights with the, all right, buddy, you're done.
Oh my God. Yes, with all that being said, yes. all right, you're done, buddy. Yeah, so this is, they're going to get fried for this because it's like, why? Why would you do this?
Everybody should host a Press X to Roast session.
Like, honestly, the worst thing about it is they did it without warning. Like, they just dropped the trailer, and then everybody just had to be like, excuse me, who is that?
Who the fuck is this nigga?
Yeah.
Something looks different.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because Spider-Man was already an amazing-looking game, and...
Right!
Yeah.
Like, with the up-res, you know, there was some darkening in the background of it, but the most apparent thing, which kind of drew everyone's attention away from whatever improvements that could have occurred between PS4 and PS5 was by the redesign of the face. Which is like, he looks younger when Peter Parker is supposed to be older in the game.
And it's even worse because he's talking to Doc Ock, who has the same face. Yeah, so you're just like...
It's weird.
And like, despite this supposed to be being an up-res, the face is somehow less expressive now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see. We haven't actually seen full-on gameplay.
They gave us a full-on minute, and I knew enough. But, you know...
Well, it's
whatever.
Funny
we'll
how many negative tendrils can be associated with this game right now, you know, because like there's confusion with the transferring saves, which they've cleared up in terms of how you can transfer your save. But it's still, the remaster is a completely different game compared to the original Spider-Man base game. So you can play your Spider-Man 4 on your PS5 and move your game saves over there. But a remaster is a totally different thing.
Yep. Well.
Have fun, Sony. Yes.
And speaking of Sony, that's it for the quick hits.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to move on into the heavy hitters. Take it away, Sean.
Alrighty. So, after a long, long time of silence from Sony, they finally announced some things. So, they finally discussed the backwards compatibility. It's only about 10 games or so that aren't going to be playable on it. I can run through them real quick. DWVR, I have no idea what that is. Afro Samurai 2,
Racist.
I don't think anybody played that.
Racist. T-T- of course it'd be Afro Samurai.
TT Isle of Man, that's a motorcycle racing game.
What the heck is that?
Just Deal With It. Shadow Complex Remastered. Robinson the Journey. I think that was a movie tie-in game.
No, that was actually a VR experience. Because I remember that because it was kind of interesting. Continue.
Yeah. We Sing.
I got nowhere. I'm not going anywhere with that.
Hitman Go Definitive Edition.
Oh, no.
Shad Wynn and Joe's Diner. So it'll just tell you, you know, it'll mark it
some
on the
truly
store.
Impactful losses for the backwards compatibility community.
You know.
But Sean, did you see there's a little bit of a warning within that statement in terms of performance of certain PS4 games?
Some of them might act wacky.
Wacky?
Depending on the game. I mean, I don't know if they listed the games that like specifically you know, don't have full compatibility. I think all of them are like available to play to completion.
Okay.
They just said before purchasing any add-ons, make sure that you're happy with the experience of playing it on a PS5.
You should tell me, bro.
So what you're saying is Fallout 4 will play exactly the same.
I mean, it's
nobody's playing Fallout 4.
I don't like that language. I don't like, hey, you know, give it a shot. It might work. It might not. That's some Donald Trump language right there. I don't appreciate that. Like, you just never know. Give it a shot.
I don't need to cough right now.
They updated the PlayStation trophy system.
That's
so
some numbers.
Instead of, I don't know how it was numbered before, how it even worked, but now it goes from 1 to 999.
Wait. Actually, before we continue, there's another thing that I actually wanted to mention about the whole backwards compatibility thing was the transfer digital games from your PS4 console to your PS5 console.
Oh, yeah, so you can transfer via Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so
or through your flash drive, through the USB, the original USBs that we have available on the Xbox and the PlayStation 4. You can attach your Seagate, but I am still questioning things. It wasn't truly that clear.
Okay.
Still questioning.
Okay, so they have bronze, silver, and gold, and platinum. Bronze is from $1 to $299. Silver is $300 to $599. Gold is $600 to $998. And platinum is 999 points. I'm already on level 305 somehow.
Level 305. How fucking silly does that sound?
Sounds pretty cool to me.
I think I'm the highest on the cast. Where the hell is DJ?
You're the highest
again?
In the room.
Yeah, DJ at 266, Cameron at 261, Douglas at 157, Jordan at 150, and Marcus was 288.
I'm on your ass, boy.
The only person who had higher than us or higher than me was Avery. He has like 400 and something.
No one surprised him, as he should.
He plays the shit out of some games.
He really does.
I'm sorry. It just occurred to me that you can transfer digital games and save data from your PS4 console to your PS5 via Wi-Fi data transfer, but you can't just download it from the cloud.
No.
You can.
No, there's nothing on the thing about downloading it from the cloud.
They didn't announce it, but you can. It's going to be via PlayStation Plus.
Sean's like, no. If it's yes, then
I have
no.
Inside information that you
everything that's
can.
Understood don't need to be discussed. You tall bitch.
My father's uncle's second cousin twice removed works at Sony.
Sean will never snitch on his pimp. Never. Never.
Anyway.
Yeah, continue.
Sony is launching a new PlayStation Store on the web and mobile this month. It's only going to show PS4 and PS5 games. You can still access PS Vita and the PlayStation 3 stores via their respective console.
Vita?
Yeah, and PSP. and then they also did a teardown revealing that the sides were removable, so we're going to see some trash-ass renditions of customized, you know, because people are just going to...
Mm-hmm.
God,
some good old fashioned mad cats.
The first 6 months of Reddit is going to be look what I did with my side panels, and it's going to be this shit ass kindergartner spray paint job. Whatever.
I'm going to give my PlayStation some cheeks because she's Meg the Stallion.
Oh God,
you better.
You gotta do it on just one side, though.
You're telling us to get our DeviantArt accounts ready to go. Yeah. Good deals.
Oh, wait, hold up. Marcus, you're getting the disc version, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, put it on that side.
All right. That's going to be the one. Yep.
Oh, because the bottom side is kind of fatter. Yeah. Anyway.
A little thick.
It has dust catchers, as you can vacuum out dust with, and they showed how to get to the storage expansion to add your M2 SSD.
Yeah, well, remember also, the fan is double-sided.
Yeah.
Big-ass fan. Double
yeah,
sided.
That's actually really cool. That's a big old fan.
Big old fan. Big old fan.
So Marcus and I were having a quick conversation about heating, because the Xbox story is about heating too, in terms of like engineering and heating, like how this configuration has informed us how important it is based on power. So the PS5 is a very, very powerful system that has two types of heating, one being the coil system, to which, you know, the type of metal, the type of alloy used is best for absorbing heat. But also a dual, like a huge dual fan. So it's going to be quiet. It's going to be, and it's going to be very powerful, but it's very interesting seeing how important heating is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, since you're already talking, tell us about what you got to talk about, Jordan.
Well, my house is insured. So, if there are any heating problems with the Xbox Series X that's not attached with the original purchase, I will be fine. I mean, I can easily survive a fall from my second floor office.
Jordan is fine. He has an all-brick house. The bones are good.
Jordan, you know if you jump from your second story window.
It's just stepping down. It's a stair.
Exactly.
I'm about to say, it's not even a jump.
You're going to land on some needles out in Baltimore.
All right, so out of all seriousness, for the last about couple weeks now, because that's about how old the story is, there were a couple individuals that received the Xbox that, you know, had their hot takes.
Oh, I see what he did there.
And they said that, oh, wow, you know, my Xbox Series X is hot to the touch and stuff like that. And remember, these are production models. These are not fully updated models. There's features within them that are not accessible yet, including uniform backwards compatibility and all this other stuff. But this one individual named Tom Warren, who since removed the video and removed the tweet that referenced it, because I'm pretty sure Microsoft gave him a call saying if you still want to be a selected individual, put that shit down because it's not true. it does cause, you know, like there are some things you make comments on that they gave a list for, and clearly that wasn't one of the things that they wanted people to make comments on in terms of like, you know, like they still been cagey about the full UI, even though there's really anything different about the UI.
Wait. Was it Tom Warren that made? I don't think it was Tom Warren that made the initial quote.
Well, I mean, like, it was also this other cast that I've been listening to that people have referenced saying, like, this one individual, he said that the Xbox was hot enough to heat his room or something like that. But the full expression was, I have my PlayStation 5, Xbox One computer, and I live in a small flat in London. And he's like, whoa, you know, it would get so hot that it could heat up my room. So he's basically saying, like,
the combination of all that.
Like, right.
Like, people conflated what his term was. I think Tom was the one who said it was hot as a furnace or something like that, and that was the one he also removed. But essentially, based on what I'm seeing, it has two vents in the back and it has one main vent at the top of where the fan is, so which it'll expel heat from the back at the bottom and directly from the top.
Like a human being. Nice.
the giant bomb story was he had one of the Xbox terabyte flash drives that he was given, and he was like, oh, it's hot to the touch, but he recently came out and said that no, it wasn't, you know, it was toasty, but he literally just took it out of the Xbox. And I don't know, like, even my laptop on my lap right now, if I were to put a USB in it and take it out, it would be warm to the touch. So
Watching the actual, because I actually watched the Giant Bombcast video, or Beast, I don't know, fucking the Beastcast, whatever. Anyways, I was watching the video, and it actually showed the part where he was like, he took out the drive and was like, oh, it's hot or whatever. But he was touching it for maybe 4 or 5 like seconds before he was like, oh, it's hot. And it's just like, is it like,
Maybe he's a frog, DJ.
So one thing that happened as a side to this story, I mean, beyond like, you know, it would be silly for Microsoft to send like such a small sample set of production models out being faulty. Like it wasn't like a full like expression of like the millions that are going to be selling over the course of this fall. But it's just interesting seeing how a story like this kind of agglomerates the overall narrative of the Xbox console. Because Xbox already had that problem with the three red lights, and they're not ones to do that again. But also, Xbox put some pretty hard stress tests onto the console, to which they had like heated environments. Like they would have heated rooms, and then they would overclock the system. You know, like they have very like specific tests in terms of stress on the product to make sure if you were in California, like California had like one of the hottest summers of the year with your Xbox Series X, like it would not be a fire hazard. It would not fail under those conditions.
Yeah, that'll just be the gender reveal parties.
That'll just be gender reveal parties. So, you know, I mean, in no way am I fearful of my Microsoft purchase, because I my pre-order, it's still there, you know, it's still on its way, you know, it hasn't been removed like some vendors have over the course of these last couple of weeks. Both Sony and Microsoft, some vendors had to remove pre-orders, but when it does come out, I will let you know if my house is incinerated. So,
well, Jordan, you should call your Series X Big Shaq. Because man's not hot.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Take us home, DJ.
You can't just be dropping bombs like that and expect me to quickly pivot. Like, I'm in the middle of laughter. What the fuck? This has been another episode of the award-winning best podcast you have in your phone right now, Press X to Start Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. In case you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at pressx2start.com. Until next time, or we'll be talking Sean. About Sean. We're talking about Sean? What are you going to say?
Sean gonna
say?
Was so unimpressed with that joke.
Well, what he will be impressed with is our impressions of the Ghost of Tsushima multiplayer thing, because I think that's coming out next week, right?
Oh,
am I wrong? I might be yeah, really wrong. Is it next week? Okay, well, we're gonna talk about that because that's gonna be fun, and Jordan's gonna play it too, right, Jordan?
No, not at all.
Well, fuck you, Jordan.
Wow. Uno out.
Thank you.